Hi, I'm Zabia, Z-A-B-I-A. This poem was written to introduce myself and a little bit of who I am, and also a little bit of what I believe in. Z for zebra, skin white and black. Zealous mind and body, exotic, that's a fact. Exquisite, strong, unconventional, and uniquely individual. Intrepid, bold, and unassuming, not afraid to lead the pack. A for art, my life, my canvas. Each footstep like a brush stroke imprints creativity. From the beat of my movement to the pace of my life, rhythm like a river runs through me. Searching for the meaning in complex layers is crucial. Find that I am anything but superficial. B for benevolent, fountain of compassion deep from within. Making a difference is what makes me grin. Call it karma or call it fair, caring and kindness is what I share. I for imagination. Vision and mindfulness drives me to explore. Peace and global consciousness is at my core. A for agape, universal love, culturally infused in my Greek and Ethiopian blood. Committed to the planet, its people, animals, and habitat. Human rights and social awareness is where I place my passion. Loving life is just my fashion. This other poem is something that I wrote at the Power of Hope camp that I went to for the first time last midwinter break, and I was influenced by this camp. This world that we're living in needs to be improving in, every situation, every problem we ain't dealing with, yet it's hard to make change in, a cause we have no faith in. Because all our government cares for is production and money-making. But you might think it's the people's fault. And you're right, it's partly the people's fault. Because how long can we live blindly? With, remind me, greed, selfishness, anger, the common feelings. Superiority has the others always kneeling. Racism, even portrayed by the media, it has become the cool people criteria. So what we've got to do to make this world less for our children? Let's first say goodbye to all this illegal killing. Why can't we see this green is what we need? It's our protection. Can you find the connection? Why is there human rights if we ain't never gonna use them? We all know the golden rules, so let's not abuse them. Culture, tradition, beliefs, the ways of life. If America ain't careful, we'll have to sacrifice. Sacrifice what? We hear our government say. Our human rights to freedom, religion, equality. Our human rights to feel, to love, to laugh and play. So this is it. This is what I've got to say. Thank you.